we get home. Rest beneath that cloudless storm. In the land where saints never die. We'll sing hallelujah, by and by.
Amen. I just kept wanting to keep singing. I did a good job. You know, once again, God has allowed us the opportunity to assemble back together in the house of God, that we may worship him in spirit and in truth. As God's people, we have so much to be thankful for. We are thankful for God sending his beloved son, Jesus. We are thankful for Jesus shedding his blood to cleanse us from our sins. And we are thankful for the promise of eternal salvation if we only keep his commandments. Oh, how good God is to us. Even though we don't deserve it, he is still good, amen. I'd like to start out tonight just by taking this time to thank the elders, Brother Proud and Brother Daniel, for entrusting in me to bring forth God's message tonight. As it was mentioned this morning, Brother Manzo and his wife are out of town, and we just hope that things are going well where they are. And Brother James Dennis, he did a great job this morning. Didn't he? Now, it seems like he's from the old school.
Yes.
Tell you like it is.
Yes,
and we need more preachers like him.
Amen.
Also, I'd like to thank each of you who made a special effort to be here tonight. Mm-hmm. You know, taking time out for God.
Amen.
Today, based on the calendar, it is said to be Halloween, Fall Fest, or whatever we call it now. But it really is just another day for kids and some parents to get free candy.
Right.
But for the children and parents who made it a priority to come back to worship and to delay their trick-or-treat adventure, at least for a little while, that's commendable. Putting first things first, understanding that God is worthy to be praised. Now, I don't plan to keep us long, only long enough to share God's message, which should edify and build us all up just a little more. And if you are a visitor, we'd like to let you know that we are a friendly and loving church that understands that God has the final authority in all the things that we believe and do. And if you're not a part of the church of his choice, we just hope that something might be said tonight to prick your heart and cause you to ask the question, what must I do to be saved? Now, if you have your Bibles, turn to the scripture passage that was read by Brother Arthur Davis. Coming from the book of Luke, the chapter is 9, verses 23 and 24. Once again, that's the book of Luke, chapter 9. We're going to start at verse 23. And the word of God says, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. I'd like to talk to you this evening with the subject entitled, Paying the Cost to Follow Jesus. In this passage, we are reminded that in order to save our souls, we must pay the cost. And the cost consists of obeying God's will instead of our own. And when I think about paying the cost for something, I often think about sacrificing or giving up something that is valuable to me. And I'm sure that we all have sacrificed in one way or another. You know, most parents would sacrifice so that their children can have a better life than they had. Amen, parents? You know, most mothers will go without so that their children don't have to. And most husbands or fathers, if put in a life or death situation, wouldn't think twice about giving up their life to save their families. You know, on September the 3rd of this year, a husband and soon-to-be father did just that. Brian Woods and his pregnant wife, Erin, was driving through Washington State, going to visit family, when the driver of an oncoming vehicle swerved directly in the path of Brian and Erin. And in a split-second decision, Brian pressed hard on the brakes and veered the vehicle to the right so it would hit him first at impact, saving the life of his wife and unborn child. On that day, Brian paid the cost for his family. And when I think about Jesus, you know, Jesus has already paid the ultimate cost for his church, amen. He died on the cruel cross of Calvary, shedding his blood for you and for me. And all that he asks in return is that we trust, obey, and follow him. You know, throughout the Bible, we find scenarios where individuals expressed outwardly that they wanted to follow Jesus. But when the rubber met the road, their attitude had a change of heart. You know, we find in the book of Luke, the chapters 18, we find a scenario about a certain ruler that asked Jesus the question, "What shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And as the ruler were explaining to Jesus about how he have kept the commandments from his youth, Jesus said unto him, "Yet lackest thou one thing. Sell all that thou hast and distribute it unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Come, follow me." But you know, when the young ruler heard these things, he was very sorrowful, wasn't he? Because he was very rich. And he wasn't willing to pay that cost to follow Jesus. Also, we find in the book of Matthew, the chapters 26, we find another scenario that involves Peter. You know, when Jesus was captured and sent before the high priest, Peter was there, wasn't he? And when people recognized Peter and accused him of being one of Jesus' followers, Peter started denying Jesus, didn't he? He even went so far to claim that he didn't even know the man. From the pressure of the people, Peter denied Christ three times. At that point in Peter's life, he wasn't willing to pay the cost to follow Jesus. My question for you tonight, are you willing to pay the cost to follow Jesus? Before you answer, I believe we need to look and see what the cost of following Jesus entails. So let's revert back to our lesson text and see what Jesus says that one must do in order to follow him. You know, according to verse 23, Jesus says, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. You know, Jesus tells us to deny ourselves, didn't he? And to deny yourself means to restrain from, especially from indulging in something you enjoy. And I know a lot of us struggle with denying ourselves when it comes to the pleasure of life. But Jesus wants his followers to deny themselves of all things that hinder them from doing his Father's will. The pride of life, the lust of the eyes, and the lust of the flesh has no room in God's kingdom. He tells us to take up our cross daily. And to take up our cross daily means that Christians must give their lives to God every day, not just on Sunday. Amen? Whatever he wants with my life is what I must do with it. What I want no longer matters, but I give myself for him just as he gave himself for me. He tells us also to follow him. And to follow him means that we must learn of him and his ways. Holding on to his unchanging hand. Sometimes we'll go through the valleys. Other times we'll stand with him on the mountaintop. But we must be willing to follow him anywhere, anytime, and under any condition. Paying the cost to follow Jesus. In verse 24, Jesus says, for whomsoever will save his life shall lose it. But whomsoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. You know, Jesus tells us that whosoever will save his life shall lose. Now, what does that mean? You know, this means that this life in which Jesus is speaking of is about self. It's about the me, myself, and I concept. This life only cares for itself and does not seek God or others. This life lives for this world and do not consider the next. One should be very careful not to get caught up with the things of this world. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 26, the Bible says, for what is a man profited, that if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? You know, a lot of times we are exchanging our souls and we don't even know. That's tragic. Also, Jesus tells us that for whomsoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save. This means that if we sacrifice our earthly lives for the will of God, we will gain eternal salvation for our souls. You know, one of the best examples of this can be found in the scriptures. You know, in Acts chapter 7, we find a brave, bold disciple named Stephen. Stephen stood up for God's word boldly before the council and the high priest, telling them that they were wrong and that they betrayed Christ. But when they heard these things, they cast Stephen out of the city and stoned him to death. Stephen paid the ultimate price to follow Jesus. Paying the cost to follow Jesus. As we come to a close, the question is asked, what should I have taken from this message? Well, one should understand that in order to receive God's promise of eternal salvation, there's a cost involved. It's not a monetary cost, but a spiritual one. To follow Jesus, it requires you to deny yourself. It requires you to take up your cross daily. And it requires that you follow his ways. Don't be like the certain ruler who wanted to follow Jesus with his lips, but not his heart. Don't be like Peter in his early stages of discipleship, to only deny Jesus when the pressure is turned on. But we all should strive to be more like Stephen, to boldly proclaim God's word, even if it results in our death. Paying the cost to follow Jesus. Now you have heard the message. That's if one desires eternal salvation, there is a cost that he or she must pay. Jesus has already done his part by dying on the cross. But now it's time for you to do yours. If you want to follow Jesus tonight, it starts with you becoming a part of his family. How do I do that, Brother Davis? It's real simple. All you have to do is follow the 5 steps. The first step is that you must hear the good news. The good news is that Jesus came down from heaven, lived a perfect life for our example, died on the cross, but rose on the 3rd day for our justification. After you heard that step, you must believe it. Believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. John 3:16 tells us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The 3rd step is that you must repent. Repentance means to turn away from all things you know to be wrong. Luke chapter 13 and verse 3 reminds us, "No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." The 4th step is that you must confess with your mouth what you believe in your heart. Romans 10 and 10, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." And the last and the final step that one must do is go down in the watery grave of baptism. Why must I do that, Brother Davis? For the remission of sins. We find in Acts 2:38, the Bible tells us, "Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Those are the steps that one must take to start his journey for paying the cost to follow Jesus. As well, if you are already part of the body, but you find yourself a guilty distance from God, we ask that you rededicate your life tonight. Well, if you need prayer, we'll pray with you and for you. If you find yourself in IDs categories, we'll ask that you come as together we stand and sing the Lord's invitation song.
There's a fountain free just for you and me. Let us haste, oh haste, to the brink. There's a fountain of love from the source above, and he bids us all freely drink. Will you come to the fountain free? Will you come?
Christ they sow. Hear the welcome call, 'tis the fountain open for all. There's a living stream with a crystal gleam from the throne of life. Now it flows while the waters roll. Let